WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
It's audacious, this notion that a group of talented amateurs could come up with better ideas for solving a problem than the people who deal with that problem every day.
We have over a quarter of our residents living in poverty.
People like Elizabeth Reynoso, director of food policy for the city of Newark.
And we are looking at increasing real food access for all of our residents, regardless of their income or geography.
It's a Saturday, we're in a big loft space in Chelsea, and there is lots of food accessible here. Coffee, bagels, pizza. It's a design challenge hosted by NYU's Wagner School of Public Service. There are three groups tackling three challenges. Reynoso is here to present the problem of price gouging. It seems that in many stores, the cost of basic goods like milk and cereal tends to rise at the start of the month. That's also the time when a quarter of all Newarkers get food stamps and have money to spend.
What we're seeing is in that some corner stores and supermarkets that prices are rising just at the time when they know that residents have to buy groceries.
Do you expect to hear ideas today that you will take back to Mayor Booker?
Definitely.
Okay, so meet the group that's going to be giving advice to Newark Mayor Cory Booker.
My name is Arno Seugier. I'm a product manager for Google.org. Since I am a very curious person by nature, that's why I'm here.
My name is Nathan Story. I just started a full-time job at a tech startup that does urban informatics.
We also have someone who does mapping for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a guy who designs software for green homes, a policy analyst for New York City Council, an attorney, and a web designer for MTV. Also, yours truly. Few of us have used food stamps. None of us has lived in Newark.
I mean, do they have smartphones? I would argue that maybe most of them have.
Soon we're batting around ideas like an 8-person game of ping pong. How about a system for measuring this price inflation, maybe through crowdsourcing? Of course, a lot of bodegas don't itemize on their receipts, so that might not be so easy. Then someone suggests giving the bodegas a little competition.
Are you talking about buying clip, or are you just talking about people placing an order and the new location?
I'm saying that anyone should be able to enjoy the freedom and the luxury of Fresh Direct with even more flexible delivery hours.
But Fresh Direct, I think, because I use it, I think sometimes it's more expensive.
People here speak a common language with words like incentives, awareness, data, scalability. And we pretty much get along despite the time pressure.
Oh, we only have 15 minutes. Oh, God. Okay.
5-0?
5-0.
I can't say exactly how it happens or take much credit, but my teammates buckle down and put on an amazing slideshow. Our proposal is to develop a free smartphone app for Newarkers to record prices. That information would then be used to inform residents while shaming the owners of stores that inflate those prices. And maybe there'd be a Fresh Direct type service down the line. We offer ideas, but no software, and our group wins the Design Challenge's Technology Award. And soon we're drinking wine out of plastic glasses. But what exactly was accomplished? A few weeks later, I call Elizabeth Reynoso. She puts me on the phone with Mayor Booker's technology advisor, Seth Wehner. He likes the idea a lot, but he says,
would be inaccurate to say that in 2 months from now we're going to have a prototype in the field.
For one thing, Wehner points out, our group didn't actually build the app that we proposed, so that will take time and money. For another, Newark needs partner organizations to do outreach to food stamp recipients to build a campaign.
So until some of those hands are willing to say, yeah, this is a good idea, I'm willing to commit my four staff who meet with, you know, six families a day to try this type of approach and let's see where it goes, then that's exactly what I'm saying is the main linchpin here.
Wehner says there are several foundations funding civic technology projects, and he hopes to get a grant application out soon. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.